A night fly. It might have another name, but a lot of times people use yellow bulbs when they have outdoor lights to keep those things away. That is, they also use those. They are huge. They are the biggest things. And they use them to fish. They're used for fishing.
Okay, this is something kind of like, when you grab it, you get the power in your hand. It feels great.
Well, it must be that night fly.
Yeah. Okay, what's something that'll get in your wool clothes?
Moths.
Okay.
If that has a powder, dusty,
yeah,
on it.
Mm-hmm. And you would call that then one, what?
A moth.
Okay. And this is something that has a light in it, too.
Oh, that is the lighting bug. Used to call it the lightning bug. It lights up, and they come in about June,
yeah,
or July.
Okay, and this is a thin-bodied insect. It's got a hard beak and two pairs of little shiny wings, transparent wings. It'll be around water. It's real delicate.
You're not talking about the June bug.
I'm talking about,
it's the type of bug?
Yeah, it'll eat mosquitoes, and some people say that there are signs of snakes in there.
Oh, yes. I have seen that. I do not know.
You mentioned the one that'll eat mosquitoes.
Look at it in that can, go to sleep.
What do you have?
The one, the insect that you mentioned that will eat mosquitoes. Not the June bug. We're talking about the...
Wait a minute. The praying...
Snake.
The snake doctor?
Yeah.
Would he eat mosquitoes?
Yeah. Can you think of any other names for that besides snake doctor?
No, he's a big thing. I've seen him up on the lake. We used to go back there.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen the praying mantis?
Oh, yeah.
I started to order some to give to a friend where I get my vegetables, every summer. But I was afraid. My sister-in-law said, you don't want that. They said, she killed one down there. She lives in the city. Said, I killed one out there in the yard eating one of her flowers. So I told my friend, I said, well, I bet not get that because James always sprays so heavily.
Yeah.
And it costs an awful lot to spray his vegetables to keep the insects out of them. So I told her I'd better not get that praying mantis. I said, you don't want that thing. That thing will eat the blooms off of the bees when it blooms. So I was going to order them, the cocoon-like thing. But, yeah, they're horrible-looking, aren't they?
They're so bumpy. Okay, the kind of insect that stings.
A bumblebee, a hornet. Now, the hornet, it's not hornet, it's harnet. He has a big thing in a tree.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know where the bumblebee stays, then the wasp, your yellow jacket.
Yeah.
The yellow jacket comes out of the hole in the ground. The wasp makes a cone like the bee makes a cone for honey.
Yeah.
The wasp builds a home, a cone like that.
Okay. If you have more than one wasp, you talk about several
wasps.
Okay. And what about kind of wasps that build mud nests?
That is a dirt dauber.
Okay.
These others, their nest is more or less like like the honeybee cone. It's soft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's porous, like it's soft.
Yeah. Will a dirt dauber sting?
No, I don't think so. But he does build his house. And the cone shape about the size of your finger.
Yeah.
Several compartments, I guess. I don't bother them. Lie down, baby. Lie down and go to sleep. Lie down and go to sleep.
Okay, the kind of thing that bites you and then it itches.
That's a mosquito.
Okay. And small insect that'll get, little tiny red thing that'll get me skin.
Oh, that's...